Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Right. Dream it. Believe it. Become it. This is Spencer Fearon, The Knowledge. And we have the IBF and lineal cruiserweight champion of the world, Ja Opadia, my friend. You must be, you're one of the most exciting fighters that I've seen in many a year. Where did you get your fighting style from?
Thank you, man. That means a lot. Over the years, you know, I've been fighting my whole life. You know, first fighter at 8 years old, grew up around the sport. And, you know, I got my own sort of style. I take little things from everyone. So, and I'm always learning.
Okay, like, who were your heroes while you were, like, growing up in the sport?
There's never really been, like, my grandfather's my hero, but there's never been really a fighter that I've looked at and been like, oh, I want to do exactly what he does, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a student of the sport, and my old man was always making me watch it. But I've always just got certain things from certain people, you know what I mean? Like certain punches off certain people, like, but it's not sort of a specific style that I've looked at and wanted to sort of mimic, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. It does. It does. Because I remember you when you came over here in 2012 for the Olympics, right? And you at that time, you just turned 17 years old. Like, what kind of experience was that for you?
And that was a huge experience, you know, and I'm glad I got to sort of do it at such a young age, you know what I mean? So I got to learn at a young age, experience things young. But yeah, you know, fighting on those big platforms, it's always, you know, such a learning curve.
Okay. Because like when you fought the other day, right? It's the first time I've seen like dual national anthems being sung. So they sung the Australian national anthem and the Samoan national anthem, which I've never, you know what I mean? I've never heard that before, ever. Like, what does it mean for you to have that dual identity? How much pride does it mean to you?
Huge, man. It's massive, you know. To be able to fly two flags and have them full support every time I step in the rings is, it's an honor, you know what I mean? And I'm very, very proud of it. So, you know, it's something that sort of motivates me and drives me every day. You know, I've got people that believe in me. So, you know, I'm not wasting time. I'm not wasting, you know, people's time. They come out and do certain things for me, you know. It's the time that really, well, I really care about, you know. The money and the financial things are the easy side. But when people give their time that they'll never get back, it's something that I really sort of, I appreciate.
Yeah, because like Ja, you're very intensive. You do realize this, right? Like when you're in the ring, your eyes and everything, like you don't come to muck around. You want to fight.
Where does that come from? I don't know. Just I've just boxed all my life, you know, and I'm on a mission. You know, I've got a job to do, and as soon as that bell goes, I've got to get the job done.
Okay. So, like, what are your aspirations to do? Because, like, there was talk of you was meant to fight Richard Reactor, and that didn't happen. And then they slipped in Jordan Thompson. To tell you the honest truth, after watching you against Bradis, I thought that he was, and I know Jordan, I think he's a good fighter, but I thought he was a little bit over his head. It was a bit over him. But there's other guys here because, like, we've got a plethora of talent in the cruiserweight division in the UK. Like, and now that you're signed with Matchroom and Eddie Hearn saying, like, they're looking to build you as a superstar in Australia. But you know what? You've made a lot of new fans in the UK. Would you come back here? We've got the WBO champion in Chris Billingsmith. Would you fancy picking up his crown if you go up against him? There's Richard Rapport, as I spoke. There's also Lawrence Okolie.
Man, honestly, I don't see names. All my eyes are on the belts. That is it. You know, there's no fighter that I look at and say, I want to fight him. All I want to do is get all the belts. So whoever has those belts, that's who I want to fight.
So, like, you're pretty comfortable as a cruiserweight at this present moment, right?
With my weight?
Yeah. Because you look like...
Yeah.
You,
yeah. Easy. I don't go in and out of camp anymore. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm on a mission. It's my lifestyle. I live and breathe it every day. So I think that's what separates me from other fighters. You know, it's not a hobby to me. It's my life. So, you know, I make weight easy.
Because, like, following to, like, a fellow Southpaw cruiserweight who's moved up now to heavyweight in Usyk, like, could we see you doing that eventually, moving up to heavyweight?
Definitely, man. I'd love to go up to heavyweight further down the track. Like I said, my eyes are on the cruiserweight belts at the moment, so I've got a few boxes to tick first. But, of course, I believe I have it in my ability. You know, I've got the boxing ability to be up there with the big boys. And I do make weight easy, but I could put on weight if I wanted to. You know what I mean? I eat clean. I'm very professional with what we do now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not here to waste time anymore. You know what I mean? When I was a kid fighting in the Olympics, you know, you're going in and out, you're having fun, you're a superstar, this and that. That's not interesting to me anymore. You know, my all I think about is getting those belts every day, and that's what I want to do.
Well, on the performance that you put in the other day, a lot of people, like my co-host Tundi, who trains Anthony Yard, the light heavyweight contender, manages him as well. He was at the York Hall because there was a show on at the York Hall. Caroline Dubois won the IBO world lightweight title. So he was at that fight. But while he was sat ringside, he was on screen watching your fight on his phone. And he sat there now and said, Spence, this guy's serious. And you do not play about. And it's like, your style is very, very fan-friendly. So anybody watching your style, or like I said, you introduce yourself to a lot of new fans in the UK who haven't seen you. But we just saw, like, that, I don't know, maybe your nickname should be Demolition Man right from now on, because you don't muck around, bro.
So, you know, I pride myself of being a great boxer. You know what I mean? I feel like that should sell the tickets, that should... You know, get the fans is just the boxing skills. Not people get confused these days with show business and boxing. You know what I mean? They sell a fight with their mouth and not their skills. And that's not how I grew up looking at the sport. You know, I respect it too much. I feel like this boxing to me is like the family business. You know what I mean? It's a fourth generation of my father's and a third of my mum's. So I want to be the boxer that a coach shows their fighter. You know what I mean? That's the style that I want. I want them, you know, when people watch me, they get their pen and paper out. So that's what I try and do. I just try and perfect the craft. I respect the craft. And I'm just trying to reach my full potential.
Okay. So, Ja, will we see you back in the UK?
Man, who knows what the future holds? You know what I mean? And, you know, I feel like after my last fight, You know, I really earned a lot of UK respect, and that's what we come here to do. So, you know, and we're fighting for world titles now, so it also becomes a business. So, you know, when they start throwing money around, I fight anyway.
Well, Ja, all I can say to you, Mr. Opataya, thank you so much for joining The Fight Is Right. And like, we always we start the show and close the show, but what we say is this, we've got our own catchphrase, and it's dream it, believe it, become it. Could you repeat that, please, sir?
Dream it, believe it, become it.
It's all awesome. Right. Come on up, bro. Come on up. Right. The IBF and Ring Magazine lineal cruiserweight champion of the world, Mr. Ja, the new demolition man. You got skills to pay the bills as well, my bro. Opataya, brother, thank you so much, yeah?
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, take care. God bless.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.